Hello and welcome to another Cup of Tea show on the Anfield Wrap. I'm Harriet Pryor and I'm delighted today to be joined by former England World Cup winning captain, head coach and coincidentally Liverpool fan Martin Johnson. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it? But Martin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah.
Good. So let's sort of start at the start in terms of your Liverpool supporting life. And you were born in the Midlands and you moved to Leicester, I think, when you were quite young. So where does your connection with Liverpool come from?
Yeah, my dad is from the Northwest and he went to Liverpool University in 1960. So he was right at the start and he was a sports fan, a football fan. He was actually a Wolves fan, but in the 50s, when they were a big team in England, he said, in the 50s, won the league. Anyway, he went to Liverpool, started the Shankly era, and started going down to watch and standing on the cop, and was obviously just fell in love with the whole thing. So when I came along in the 70s and was starting to take an interest in sport, it wasn't a difficult step to make to be a Liverpool fan in that era. So my first memories of being conscious of a Liverpool score was coming back from a birthday party when I was 7 years old in May 1977 to be told we'd lost to Man U in the cup final in 77. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking quite old history, but then I can remember midweek after that is winning the European Cup. Winning the first European Cup in Rome, beating Borussia Mönchengladbach. They're my first memories. And then the next season, 77-78, is totally vivid. I'd gone from that age of just when you can just about remember things even now to the next year, I can remember everything. We lost the League Cup final to Forest. Forest won the league. We went down to watch Liverpool play at Forest on Boxing Day in 77, couldn't get in, was locked out in the days when you just turned up and tried to pay to get in. And won the European Cup final again. I distinctly remember, you know, watching and taking in every moment of that European Cup final at Wembley in 78 when we beat Bruges and Kenny Dalglish scored. And the whole Kevin Keegan leaving thing, I remember, because he'd just become my first sort of sporting heroes, and he was the biggest name in English football at that point. So obviously for a seven-year-old boy, he was just the obvious guy to latch onto. Then hearing he'd gone to Hamburg, just not understanding why you'd want to do that. What the hell was Hamburg? What even was that? Who'd want to go to Germany? And then being totally convinced and knowing for sure that everything was over. And that this new guy, Kenny Dalglish, what even name was that? What even sort of name is that? Kenny Dalglish? He's Scottish? Just knowing it was all over. And then obviously it not being. And going on from there. So it wasn't a difficult thing to be a Liverpool fan in that era.
Yeah.
As I said, my dad was a big fan of Shankly. I was brought up with all those stories of the cop in the 60s and all those heroes of the 60s of which we've just lost one, unfortunately, with Roger Hunt last week.